This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 30th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As we look across Israel, the weather today is warm and bright. In Tel Aviv and Haifa, expect sunny skies and a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys similar conditions, making it a perfect day to be outside. As the evening approaches, it will remain pleasantly warm, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, weapons, terror infrastructure, and a children's book with a picture of Khamenei were seized in Lebanon, Walla reports from earlier today. Also, allegations of trying to buy presents at community service have led to an arrest, as documented by Israel Hayom in the past hour. Also this hour, an Iranian strike hit a Chinese company in Kuwait, killing a worker, according to Ynet from earlier this afternoon. Separately, the Middle East remains divided as tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia continue to rise, reports the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. And finally, IDF strikes have eliminated two Hamas terrorists, including an infiltrator from October 7th, according to JNS, in the past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N, EWS English posted minutes ago that Hamas might soon announce a deal to hand over its heavy weapons to a third party. The Israel Defense Forces reported just minutes ago about finding a cache of weapons in Majdal Zun, including rifles and explosive devices. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Waweya shared earlier that IDF forces continue to dismantle threats in Majdal Zun, having discovered significant weaponry. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the discovery in Lebanon, Walla reports that among the seized items, a children's book with a picture of Khamenei was found, suggesting Hezbollah's ongoing influence in the region. This reflects the complex challenges in curbing terror activities targeting Israel. Turning to the arrest related to community service, Israel Hayom details how undercover agents from the prison service's investigative unit were involved. The investigation highlights efforts to maintain integrity and accountability within community service programs. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that an Iranian strike on a Chinese company in Kuwait resulted in significant casualties and damages. This attack comes just hours after Jordan intercepted Iranian missiles, intensifying regional tensions. The incident underscores the fragile security situation affecting international relations. In earlier reporting by the Jerusalem Post, joint U.S.-Saudi strikes mark a critical shift in regional alliances. This collaboration with Riyadh signals a unified stance against Iranian aggression. The situation remains volatile, with implications for broader Middle East diplomacy. Finally, the IDF's operation in Gaza. JNS highlights that the recent strikes eliminated key figures in Hamas, including a sniper cell commander. This move aims to weaken Hamas's capabilities and deter future threats to Israeli security. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that fuel prices in Israel are set to rise to over 8 shekels per liter. This increase marks a new record since the escalation with Iran and reflects broader economic pressures. Separately, CTech reveals that TikTok has removed over 550,000 videos in Israel amid concerns over election misinformation. The platform is proactively addressing violations as the country approaches its election date. And finally, Ynet Business notes that the gas price hike, driven by global trends and a stronger dollar, will take effect at midnight. This can lead to increased costs for consumers in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.